Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me start by congratulating you, Ambassador Rowland, on assumption of this high office. I also would like to extend my gratitude to Ambassador Jill of India, Ambassador Pung of Estonia, and Ambassador Londono Soto for their leadership in GG Laws, Protocol 5, and AP2 High Contracting Parties meetings, respectively. Latvia aligns itself with the statement of the European Union, which was delivered earlier today, and would like to make a few additional remarks on national capacity. Latvia welcomes Afghanistan and Lebanon to the CCW and also Benin to the amendment of Protocol 1. We would like also to encourage designated chairs of CCW High Contracting Parties meeting, AP2 and Protocol 5 to continue efforts aiming at universalization of membership to CCW and its protocols. Implementation of provisions of the Convention and exchange of information about national actions is of utmost importance for us. Latvia hasn't failed to submit national reports a single year and calls on all delegations who haven't done so to honor their reporting obligations. As many other delegations, Latvian delegation is concerned about financial situations of the CCW and number of outstanding contributions that still keeps records in the CCW books in red. Moreover, in situation when UN accounting software, otherwise known as Umoja, does not allow credit any activity of the high contracting parties of CCW, if funds are not physically sitting in the bank, timely payments of dues are essential. Result of unpaid contributions is very simple: cancellation of expert meetings that we experience this year that are important part of intercessional activities. Mr. Chairman, Latvia welcomes your proposal on financial rules that we hope will be adopted during this meeting, though we thought that they could have gone further and proposed creation of a working capital fund that would provide comfort for all scheduled activities from a financial point of view. Since regrettably I have to leave Geneva for next 2 days, and I would like to place on record that I have a suggestion to your proposal on financial rules that is contained in document CCW MSP 17/2, namely in paragraph 13, add just one word in third line, word separately, that the second sentence of this article would read, invoices shall apply any credit due to a state to any outstanding amount for prior years, and here separately report on amounts of any credits in excess of past due amounts, so that states have the option of deduction such amounts prior to submitting payments. Just one word, separately, and that is the logic behind this proposal is to allow member states to make a political decision whether to claim back credits. And not to allow accountant logic prevail where any credits should be deducted automatically. And in concluding, Ms. Chairman and Madam Director of the Geneva branch, I would like to say that Latvia is seriously concerned with the announced separation with both staff members of ASU. We think that this decision will result in weakening the CCW regime and cooperations of high contracting parties, as the role of ISU staff cannot be underestimated. They are engine and fuel of our activities and guardians of CCW institutional memory. Latvian delegation hopes that UNODA will reconsider its decision and will find a solution to keep ISU up and running. And with this, I thank you, Mr. Chairman.